AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. As she faces senators' questions during her Supreme Court nomination hearing, Ketanji Brown Jackson is forcefully defending her record as a judge. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Amid GOP concerns that her judicial philosophy is too liberal, Jackson laid out her process.
I ensure that I am proceeding from a position of neutrality.
And trying to understand what people who created the law intended. Jackson pushed back against Republican claims that she soft on crime, rebutting suggestions she may have endangered kids by giving light sentences to child pornographers as a judge and a mom.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Barring something unexpected, Democrats hope to have Jackson confirmed by Easter as the high court's first black woman. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Severe weather is expected today in Louisiana and Mississippi. Tornadoes were reported in Texas and Oklahoma. At least one person died in Texas. Jacksboro Police Chief Scott Hayes says there is a lot of damage there.
We got a lot of work to do. We're a resilient community. And we're gonna bounce back.
Ukraine claims to have retaken from Russia an area outside of Kyiv. The fighting continues in the devastated city of Mariupol. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says it's time to give peace a chance.
We have seen appalling human suffering and destruction in cities, towns, and villages. Systematic bombardments that terrorize civilians. The shelling of hospitals, schools, apartment buildings, and shelters.
A Western official says Ukrainian resistance has slowed Russia's advance almost to a halt. Police say a knife-wielding Arab man killed four people and seriously wounded two others in the Israeli city of Beersheba before he was killed. This is AP News. Large groups of Disney employees are planning to walk off their jobs, protesting legislation in Florida that bans teaching about sexual orientation in lower grades.
On a website representing LGBTQ Disney workers and their allies, activists say they're taking a stand, staging walkouts at the big Disney theme parks in Orlando and Anaheim, along with locations in New York City and the company's headquarters in Burbank, California. They've already participated in smaller walkouts, protesting CEO Bob Chapek's slow response in criticizing Florida legislation that opponents call the Don't Say Gay Bill. But the leaders of some Disney unions say they're telling members not to participate. For some, walkouts are banned in their contracts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
According to a Disney official, there has been no interruptions in any operations so far today. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.